Unit 14. Travel outside China. After 1949, when the Communist Party came into power, China became closed to the rest of the world. For nearly 40 years, it was almost impossible for ordinary citizens to leave the country. Furthermore, except for state guests, no foreign visitors were allowed into China. Starting in the 1990s, Chinese began to travel abroad as tourists, reflecting the new official open-door policy and the increasing prosperity of ordinary Chinese. Popular destinations include South Korea and Southeast Asian countries such as Singapore, Malaysia, and Thailand. With their recent economic downturn, these countries eagerly welcome Chinese tourists. Japan and Australia also began granting visas to Chinese tourists within the last couple of years. However, until recently, Chinese wishing to go abroad had to participate in package tours. It is still very difficult to travel overseas as an individual, although less so than in the past. Likewise, obtaining a passport is also becoming more hassle-free. The Three Links. After the Civil War between the Communists and the Nationalists, communications between the Chinese mainland and Taiwan were broken off. As tension mounted across the Taiwan Strait, the two sides exchanged daily barrages of cannon fire. These have ceased. In order to pressure Taiwan into closer integration with mainland China, the Chinese government has given high priority to the renewal of three ties. 1. The resumption of commerce. 2. The exchange of mail, both business and personal. And 3. The establishment of direct connections by air and sea for both goods and people. Fearing the inexorable pull of these so-called three links, but also wanting to avoid conflict, the Taiwanese government has reacted with its own three-no policy. No to reunification, no to complete independence, no to confrontation. Despite the mainland's call for direct navigational links, traffic across the narrow Taiwan Strait still has to be routed through a third destination, often Hong Kong or Macau. However, bowing to increasing internal and external pressure, the Taiwanese government has recently allowed several small offshore islands to resume direct links with the mainland. This experiment is dubbed
小三通,
which means small three links. A scaled-down version of the mainland's three links, it is widely seen as the first step in the full restoration of direct communication ties.